On the first Friday of most months, we dive headfirst into the arts. Hours in advance of the many First Friday Art Walks, we invite listeners to join us with news of arts events for the coming month. And we bring in a featured guest, or two featured guests in this case. Country music creators Nell Robinson and Jim Nunnally are here to talk about and share some of their work. So sit back and listen, or hit the phones. From gallery displays to mud wrestling set to music, it's all fair game for First Friday Arts. Nell Robinson and Jim Nunnally will play a concert tonight at 7:30 at the Rogue Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship. Both are very busy people working with lots of bands and individuals. They're also featured in an episode of Music Gone Public on public TV sometime this year. Welcome, Nell Robinson.
Thank you so much.
And welcome, Jim Nunnally.
Thank you, Jeff.
It's good to have you both here. So, given the names of bands and stuff that come through, I'm never quite sure who you're playing with at any given time.
Yeah, that's right. Well, we've actually come up with a really interesting name for this new country band, and this is a new country band. We formed this band to back us in a show called The Rose of No Man's Land. We decided to open that show with some fun country music, and we just kept on having fun. And so Jim named this one. You want to tell the story?
Well, I was watching a video. There's a great song, Roger Miller's song, Do Wackadoo. And in that song, Do Wackadoo, he says, just before he says Do Wackadoo, he says, I wish I had your good luck charm. So I thought, your good luck charm, that's a good name for a band.
That's right. But also because I refused to call us the Do Wackadoos. So
that was actually that's what we were going to use first.
So it's generally the realm of country music. And now, Jim, you're from the Bay Area originally. And,
yes.
And Nell, you're from Alabama.
That's right. It was very fun to walk into your studio today and get a little taste of Alabama.
That's right. My wife came in today, and Joy is from northern Alabama. You're from L.A.
That's right. L.A., Los Angeles to all you Yankees.
Lower Alabama
to all you Yankees. Oh, my gosh. I haven't had my coffee. Can you tell? Oh, you know what you say, it's kind of country music. It is all the way full bore country music. We both love and appreciate kind of the roots of country music and the music that we grew up with in our different families, but kind of share the same kind of, I don't know, cultural sounds. You know, Tammy Wynette, Buck Owens, early Johnny Cash, Dolly Parton.
Since you mentioned Johnny Cash, we have the CD you brought in with us, and let's see if Colleen, with the many arms we're asking her to use today, can reach over and punch up track one on that CD, and we'll hear a little bit of a Johnny Cash song played by you folks.
Great. One, two, three, four. Coming, it's rolling around the bend. I ain't seen the sunshine since.
Okay, Folsom Prison Blues. It's you guys, yeah. Nell Robinson and Jim Nunnally. And first of all, Nell Robinson is not your real name, is that right?
No, it's not. I sing in the name of my grandmother, and she was the matriarch of our family in L.A. I was very close with her, and having grown up in the military, I grew up in an Air Force family. We moved a lot, and that area of Alabama and her farmhouse and the sort of family that she created there is, for me, just incredibly meaningful roots. So I sing in the name of Grandma.
Now, you came to music a little later in life, I understand it. It was not something you were doing from, you know, the wee ages.
Yes, no, that's right. Actually, I sang since I was a little kid. I sang in church and sang in school choirs and things like that. But kind of went underground and sang in my car alone for about 25 years. Just, you know, I didn't even have a radio in my pickup. And so I entertained myself singing, and something hit me in midlife, and decided it would be an interesting and scary thing to try. And got up and sang in front of some friends at a party, and then just didn't want to get down from the microphone. It just, you know, I consider myself a wee bit of an introvert even, but when I get on stage, I feel like another part of me comes out, and I've really been enjoying it.
You got a good reaction from that first singing thing, I understand.
Yeah,
too.
Yes, I did.
It had helped convince you, I'm sure.
Yes.
And Jim Nunnally, you actually have been at this for quite some time, it sounds like.
I have been, yeah. My father taught me how to play guitar when I was just a little kid, and I was raised on country music and the house, and my grandfather taught my dad to play guitar, so it's a family tradition. And they were my grandfather was a sharecropper in Arkansas, and my dad was a sharecropper's son, and they moved to California during the Dust Bowl. And so a lot of that music that came out of that whole area, the Bakersfield sound, a lot of those kind of things, you know, we're doing some of that stuff in our show. And it's really exciting. It's exciting for me because the band members, the people that are in the band, you know, the pedal steel player, he played with the Grateful Dead. He's on the Grateful Dead recordings. And Jim Kerwin also played a lot with Jerry Garcia and David Grisman. And then the drummer, John Arkin, his uncle is Alan Arkin. So he's,
really?
Yeah, there's lots of reasons to come see the show without even looking at us. You can watch the band and enjoy the show.
Jim Nunley and Nell Robinson are guests. They'll be playing at the Rogue Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship tonight at 7:30 in Ashland. You can see them then. We'll be talking more with them a little bit later on. You can join us on this First Friday Arts segment. Let's hear about the arts events in your town, in your venue. 800-838-3760, the phone number to call. 800-838-3760. We go first to Livia on the phones at the Camelot Theater. Livia always calls first. This is your timing is always excellent, Livia.
Oh, I've got you on speed dial. What do I know? Good morning, Jeffrey.
Good morning.
We are in the midst of a five-week run of the multiple Tony Award-winning musical Sunset Boulevard. We run through August 19th. And if people are looking for a review, Sneak Preview just came out yesterday with an absolutely wonderful review. And if you don't know the movie, the musical is by Sir Andrew Lloyd Webber, and it is pretty powerful. We're having a great time doing it.
All right. Now, we have made it clear to the First Friday participants you can send audio files ahead, and you did just that. So let's get a little piece of Livia Janisse. That's who we're talking to on the phone as Norma Desmond in Camelot's production of Sunset Boulevard.
I don't know why I'm frightened. I know my way around here. The cardboard trees, the painted seas, the sound here, it's a world to rediscover, but I'm not in any hurry, and I need a
That's Livia Janisse in the lead role in Sunset Boulevard. You know, Livia, the first time I heard anybody sing I Need a Moment, I thought it really was the actor saying I need a moment.
Well, it is the person who needs a moment, being back in the studio for the first time in 20 years. So it's a pretty emotional moment in the show. And I don't know what to say about it. I mean, I'm in it. The first time I've heard myself sing over my telephone, which is kind of interesting. But it is very, very moving. People are very moved by it and surprised by it. The choreography is incredible. What you heard in back of me was actually an offstage orchestra of six. They took the orchestrations for a full orchestra and brought it down to six pieces. And it's just a wonderful cast, a wonderful show, and Roy Raines did, I think, a wonderful job directing it. So we run that through April 19th, and then at the end of the month, we are opening Arsenic and Old Lace on April 29th, starring Shirley Patton and Brandi Carson. And if people have never seen Arsenic and Old Lace, they have to come see it. It's just an absolutely wonderful comedy.
And it's wonderful working with those two. I had them together in a perfect Ganesh at the old...
Yes, that's right.
Yeah, at the pre-Camelot Theater years ago, and it was just a wonderful experience, and they were just wonderful to watch, too.
They are, and they're wonderful to work with, and of course, they know all where all the jokes are. And I keep saying to people, if they offer you any elderberry wine, find a very polite way of refusing. So Arsenic starts on the 29th of April and goes through May 31st, and that's what Camelot's doing this month.
All right. Thank you so much, Livia. Always good to talk to you, and thanks for providing the audio ahead.
You're welcome, and people just need to call 535-5250 for tickets or CamelotTheater.org.
Okay, one of the best-known phone numbers in the Rogue Valley. Thank you, Livia from Camelot. This is our First Friday Arts segment on the Jefferson Exchange. We have Nell Robinson and Jim Nunley in the studio, and you on the phones. Join us with your arts events at 800-838-3760, they use that number, 800-838-3760. Here's Tony and Eugene from Eugene Ballet. Welcome to the Exchange on First Friday.
Hello.
Hi, what's going on?
We are doing Tommy as a rock opera ballet. The weekend of April 11th and 12th at the Holt Center, which I think will be a really fun evening. And we have a live band with Tim McLaughlin and Siri Vick and Zach Johnson and Merlin Showalter all playing live on stage. So it's going to be a great event.
For the
And around that event, mm-hmm. we also have a competition because these musicians came together to play The Who's Tommy, and they've never all played together before, so they don't have a name. So we're having a band naming competition, which you can participate in on our Facebook page at Eugene Ballet. Pinball machines will be in the lobby the day of the show. They were donated by Blair Alley. Some of them are antiques, and some of them you can play if you bring your 50 cents. And Claim 52 Brewing also has created a special brew around Tommy, and it's called See Me, Feel Me. And then we'll have a special cocktail, too, called The Miracle Cure, and I'm not quite sure what's in that.
Oh, wow. You really have all the marketing elements turned up to 11 on this project, don't
yes.
you?
Yes. It's going to be a really fun evening, and Tommy is a great piece. About a young man who appears to be deaf, dumb, and blind, but actually is just suffering from a post-traumatic stress and is not functioning since he witnessed a terrible event as a child, but eventually is freed from that. So it's been a lot of fun creating a ballet around this very contemporary ballet.
All right. Sounds like fun. Tommy by the Eugene Ballet Center at April 11th and 12th at the Holt Center in Eugene. Tony, thanks so much for joining us on The Exchange today.
Thank you.
All right, take care. Now we go on to Christian at the Rogue Valley Symphony. Welcome to First Friday Arts.
Good morning.
Hi.
We have, in the middle of the month, we will be giving our final performances of our 15-16 season, April 17th, 18th, and 19th. And the program includes Stravinsky's Neoclassical Pulcinella Suite. And we have a very different guest artist this time, a band of the Northwest called Three Leg Torso. And these musicians play violin, accordion, double bass, and multiple percussion instruments. They will be playing their original compositions along with the Rogue Valley Symphony.
All right, we did, and you sent us a little clip. And let's hear a little bit of Three Leg Torso playing with the Rogue Valley Symphony later this month.
Okay.
Rock and Jig from Three-Legged Torso, Three-Leg Torso. Where's the name from? Do you understand, Christine, where that comes from?
It did come from the original three members of the group. They have since added two other members. So now it's more like a five-leg torso, but they still go under the name Three-Leg Torso.
And they're playing part of the show with you on April 17th, 18th, 19th?
Exactly. People can find more information on our website at rvsymphony.org or calling our box office at 541-552-6398.
Okay, thanks for that. The Rogue Valley Symphony. And where are the performances, 17, 18, 19?
On Friday the 17th, we're in Ashland at the SOU Music Recital Hall.
Mm-hmm.
On Saturday the 18th, we are at Medford at the Criterion Theater. And on Sunday the 19th, we're at 3 p.m. in Grants Pass at the Performing Arts Center.
Okay, getting all the cities in the Rogue Valley. Thanks again, Christine, from the Rogue Valley Symphony.
Thank you.
Let's go to Steve in Klamath Falls. Welcome to the Jefferson Exchange on First Friday Arts Day.
Hello, I'm Steve Mitchell. I play in the Klamath Community Band that has been recently reconstituted as of February. They're going to be playing a concert on Sunday, the 12th of April, at the Mill School Auditorium in Klamath Falls. The theme is Songs of Faith, and they are based on familiar church hymn tunes. Often people think that they're kind of like funeral dirges, but I think if you come to the concert on the 12th of April, you will hear beautiful music and some very stirring, percussive, exciting themes. Hymn tunes ranging from Amazing Faith to Mighty Fortress of Our God to Give Me That Old Time Religion. are among the themes the Klamath Concert Band will be playing.
Okay, and that's on April 12th, you say?
That's right. And they are playing at 6:30. The concert's at 6:30 at Mills Auditorium.
Okay.
I also conduct the Klamath Symphony, and we have a concert on Saturday, the 18th of April, at the Ross Ragland Theater at 7:30 p.m. Our theme is Broadway and all that jazz, and the symphony will be playing a range of music from highlights of Camelot, Phantom of the Opera, to celebration of the 50th anniversary of the release of Sound of Music. We'll be playing a medley from that, along with some bluesy tunes like St. Louis Blues and Dixieland Piece. And that should be a fun concert on the evening of the 18th of April.
Okay, a busy month for you, certainly, for the Klamath Symphony and the Community Band. Steve, thanks so much for joining us today on The Exchange.
And thank you for having us.
Take care. Let's go to Eric at the Criterion Theater in Medford. Welcome to The Exchange on First Friday Arts.
Good morning. Thanks for having me. We're readying another busy month at the Criterion, and I'd like to highlight two shows starting with next weekend, Saturday, April 11th. We are presenting the Northwest Dance Project for the third time, I believe, in 4 years. We've had these folks down from Portland. They are a cutting-edge dance troupe that never ceases to amaze. And what I wanted to highlight about the show is that youth tickets are only $10 to the show. So under the age of 18, it's a $10 ticket to come see the Northwest Dance Project.
Okay.
And then towards the end of the month, on Sunday, April 26th, we are presenting a new event that we are sort of helping create, and it's called Rogue Valley Silver Stars. And the event is basically a talent competition for retired folks living in the retirement in several of the retirement communities here in the Rogue Valley. So one of the wonderful things about the Rogue Valley is it draws a lot of people in the third act of their lives who've done many wonderful things all over the world. And so we're going to put on a talent competition on April 26th. It's a Sunday at 3 o'clock. To highlight some of those people and some of the talents that they still possess.
That sounds like a lot of fun. So Rogue Valley Silver Stars on the 26th and the Northwest Dance Project on the 11th, are what you're highlighting at the Criterion.
Yes, sir.
All right, Eric, thanks so much for joining us today on First Friday, on our First Friday Arts segment. And we have a couple minutes left now with Nell Robinson and Jim Nunley. So we've established how you guys got into music. A long time for you, Jim. A little less time for you, Nell. How'd you end up in each other's orbits, though? When did you first connect as performers?
Well, I have a recording studio in Crockett, California, and I produce records. And there's a well-known artist down there, Lori Lewis, that was co-producing a record for Nell and her first CD. And that's where we met. We worked together, but Nell also had started a project called Take the Stage, and it was really a popular project down for folks who were closet musicians who wanted to get out and perform, and she put together this program, and they would come together, be put into bands, and then she hired coaches, professional musicians, to come in, and then she hired me, and that was probably before we actually worked together. That was probably about 3 years or something before that, I think.
Mm-hmm. The song that brought us together, I think, though, as a duo, was Honky Tonk Girl. Wouldn't you say that? Which is kind of fun because we're going to be performing that tonight. And where we started to do a song and we had a full band backing it, and we kept stripping away the band and going, geez, we just like the guitar and the two voices.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
So we've beefed it up back with a band, but with a country sound now, which is so great. We should mention, too, tonight Tom Rigney and Flambeau are on the co-bill with us. So if you guys want to dance and move, certainly the country music and the Cajun music. It's called Country Cajun Revival.
Country Cajun Revival.
It'll be a lot of fun. Sing along, get up and dance.
We still have a couple of cuts on the CD you brought in with us. Anything that needs to set up here on track two?
Yeah, track two is Apartment Number 9, written by George Jones. Oh, no, it wasn't. I'm sorry. It was written by Johnny Paycheck.
Yes, Johnny Paycheck.
Yeah, recorded by Tammy Wynette. The next year, recorded by George Jones. Then they got married. Just draw your own conclusions there, okay. Jeff.
You know, right. Johnny Paycheck wrote that song, Take This Job and Shove It. Uh-huh. So it's so interesting that this one, he co-wrote this one.
Let's hear a little bit of that.
stairway to this lonely world of mine. You'll find me waiting here in apartment number 9. Not so very.
And they are our guests on this First Friday Arts segment. You guys can get some really high harmonies going in there.
Oh, you ain't heard nothing. Wait till you hear the end of Folsom Prison Blues or some of the other ones.
I've worked for so long playing bluegrass, played with David Grisman and John Reichman, and that's part of that idiom, singing high. And my father had this really rich, low voice, but I don't know where I got the high voice from. So singing with Nell, there's some high notes on that.
I was trying to figure out if you were actually getting above Nell at that point.
No, it sounds like that. That's kind of an interesting thing about singing harmony, male and female harmony. When a male sings really high, a lot of times it sounds like you're singing higher than a woman, but you're actually singing your range very high.
Yeah.
But I'm actually singing lead on that part of the song, and then Nell sings lead on the rest of the verses.
It never ceases to amaze. I mean, after all this time working around the human voice, it's been my whole career, you know, uh-huh. You get people coming in the door, they sound like this, and then pretty soon they're singing like this.
Yeah, right, exactly.
That's so true.
Yeah.
Well, you have quite a range, because also you have a very low and rich and deep voice, which you do use at times as well. So you just have a great range. Jim is a great singer, great harmonizer.
Let's talk about we almost have a little time left to talk about the public TV project. It'll be on, Music Gone Public?
Music Gone Public. It's a 10-part series, each segment dedicated to an artist and a band. And the piece that we've just finished up is called The Rose of No Man's Land.
Mm-hmm.
It's an album, and it's now going up on PBS. It's also a live show. We just performed at the Freight and Salvage and other fabulous places last weekend. The same band is in it, but it also has special guests, Ramblin' Jack Elliott, John Doe, and Maxine Hong Kingston.
All kinds of great stuff going on for Nell Robinson and Jim Nunley, the Country Cajun Revival tonight at 7:30 at the Rogue Valley Unitarian Universalist Fellowship with Tom Rigney and Flambeau. Thank you both for joining us today on First
Thank
Friday
you,
Arts.
Jeffrey.
Thank you so much
Appreciate
for having
it.
Us. It was really fun. Okay.